FRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump homeward bound following his Asia trip that ended with a meeting with Chinese President Xi in South Korea.
On Air Force One afterwards, Trump said that the U.S. would reduce tariffs and China would end restrictions on rare earth exports. Unsurprisingly, Trump said he'd rate the meeting 12 out of 10, and he also gave some idea of future visits between the two leaders. Trump to China in April and Xi to the U.S. sometime after that.
Correspondent Tian McLeod-Gee. President Trump is directing the Pentagon to resume nuclear weapons testing after a 30-year-plus hiatus. It was called Operation Arctic Frost. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says it was a massive Biden Justice Department spy operation surveilling the activities of a host of conservative organizations. Also, cell phone records were subpoenaed, including those of Senator Ted Cruz. Grassley calls Operation Arctic Frost the vehicle by which FBI agents and DOJ prosecutors could improperly investigate the entire Republican political apparatus. The nation's food banks preparing for a surge of hungry people if federal assistance is cut off this weekend.
States are scrambling to figure out what to do if federal food assistance comes to a halt on Saturday because of the government shutdown. Food banks and pantries that were already struggling after federal program cuts this year are now bracing for a wave of new people needing help. The Trump administration says it won't use a roughly $5 billion contingency fund to keep food aid flowing, and that it won't reimburse states that temporarily cover the costs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
With the arrest of five more people, a total of seven now in custody in connection with the crown jewel heist at the Louvre in Paris, the gems still missing. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 138. This is SRN News. An unusual amicus brief has been filed with the Supreme Court.
Legal groups and special interests file all the time, but this latest brief is the work of 24 philosophy professors. The academics are urging the High Court to uphold state bans on men playing sports against women. The brief states that, quote, organizing sports around the sex categories is fully justified. And it bears the signatures of professors from Notre Dame, Oxford, and several other schools. The signatories say they want America to know that not all academics support transgenderism. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Oregon has blocked President Trump from pulling sexual education funding over curricula mentioning so-called gender diversity. U.S. District Judge Ann Aiken issued the preliminary injunction as part of a lawsuit filed against Health and Human Services Department by 16 states and the District of Columbia. The plaintiffs argue that pulling such money violates the separation of powers and federal law. This is SRN News. Jurors have convicted a California animal rights activist.
That's because she took four chickens from a major Purdue Farms poultry plant. Zoe Rosenberg was found guilty Wednesday of trespassing and conspiracy. She says she was rescuing the chickens, but prosecutors say she broke the law. The 23-year-old activist faces more than 5 years in prison. She was charged with one count of felony conspiracy, one count of trespassing to interfere with a business, one count of trespassing on land where an animal is held for human consumption, and one count of tampering with a vehicle. Keith Peters, Washington.
Starbucks halted a long sales slide in its fiscal fourth quarter as fall drinks and improved service brought customers back to its stores. The Seattle coffee giant says global same-store sales rose 1% over last year in the July through September period. First time in nearly 2 years, company posted an increase in same-store sales. More details, SRNNews.com.